after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And your girl...
Nate Seduction.
What is up? Can you get some hand claps for us, please? Thank you. All right, well, Nate, I'm glad to be in the building with you today, man. I know we have been on since last week, but we're here. And, yes, definitely... I can't wait to get into it today because, man, sometimes, man, I'm telling you, it's some days like you, like, I really can't wait to get on the show because this is one of my safe havens of being able to, you know, voice my opinion on stuff and really just come to y'all, man, come to y'all, the listeners, and, you know, go ahead and kind of vibe with my co-hosts as well, get their take on stuff. So definitely be doing that today. But anyway, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead, because we weren't here on Monday, catch up with you. May, how was your weekend? And I know, we're like mid-week now, but yeah, catch us up. What's been going on you since the weekend?
Well, my weekend was great. I did go to Miami. And I got some good news for you all. I did go shoot another video, promo video.
Oh.
So, yeah, I got to stay tuned for that one. So, I got two that I did. And, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, the video, I own rights to that video, so I can put that video out whenever I want to release it. So, it should be done in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. And, you know, had a good time in Miami. Shout out to Soul Gorilla Films. Yeah.
Man, I saw some of the alphas you were posting. I take it that, you know, the little sneak peek you gave us on Insta is some of the alphas you were wearing, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Man, that brown on the, I don't know if that brown lingerie was wearing you or you was wearing it. Good God.
It was pink lingerie.
Whatever color. It was something. It was wearing you. That's all I know.
Sure.
was like, okay, maybe we doing shit. It just be, I'm over here just enjoying my.
I told you.
Enjoying
my
little weekend. And she always just be sneaking. She'll just sneak some. Let me really mess y'all weekend up. Like, come on, man. Y'all preparing for that. You
went and snuck off to Miami.
They just come across my timeline like that. I gotta be prepared. You need to give me a 5, 6, 7, 8, 1. Let's go. You gotta give me one of them countdowns. Or you just throw that on us. Okay. Yeah, I saw that. I saw some other stuff, man. Like, I'm just proud. You always going in. And like you said, you always trying to tell us, stay tuned. You always do that.
Stay tuned.
No, no.
So no, well,
you
were
your
be
best
behavior
soon. This weekend.
I was drunk in Miami, I ain't gonna lie.
Mhm.
I got some phone numbers.
It sounds like you're being using coded language. It sounds like Nate was being naughty. She was being very naughty this weekend.
I didn't do no one night stands, put it that way.
Y'all pay attention to me. May I tell you something? And you pay attention to what she say. Y'all pay this real close to what she just said. Mhm. Okay, man. We know you was being a thought this weekend. It's okay. We don't judge you for that. Live your life. It's your life, boo. Live your life.
Wasn't being a
thought. You worked. Okay. I'll believe you this time. Yeah, so glad to hear that. I see our other compadres in the building. What's up? T. Melina?
See, you clearly didn't read it.
I clearly didn't read it.
Yeah. What does it say?
You mean I didn't read it? Oh, hold on. Wait, let me see. You probably just gonna send me something. Let me see. You probably didn't read it. Oh. What did I not read?
Our group message.
Wait. Let me go back in here and look. I didn't see anything in that group message. Oh. Okay, I just read that part. Yes, I'm sorry. My bad, T. My bad, but I got you on quickly. How was your weekend? And I'm let you go back to on silent but deadly mode. So give us the whisper version. How was your weekend? Hello?
You said give you the what?
I said give us the whisper version. How was your weekend? And then we'll let you go back to I'm handling your business.
My weekend, it was all right.
All right.
I didn't really keep too much, you know. Went on a date.
Oh, were you in your best behavior?
Just kidding.
Oh, you were your best behavior.
Yeah, I was good this weekend. Remember, y'all was going to lose and acting up this weekend.
I don't trust either one of y'all tonight. Y'all coming out very sneaky.
My weekend was good.
Okay, that is good to hear.
Okay,
well,
I'm gonna go back in the cut.
But that's what I let you do. I appreciate you for chiming in. We had to hear your voice.
Oh, no problem. Y'all know how to bless y'all.
Oh, Lord. I want to try and dig your head up, man. Lord.
I'm about to bless the world.
You ain't
so.
Gonna see that.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I got to be left in the room alone with May. Oh, no. Oh,
who
Lord,
what
my brother's eyes
do. I hope y'all are ready for this one. Y'all thought the last one was
Lord.
Crazy.
So, oh yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all what I was doing this weekend.
Yeah, I see you in Austin, Texas.
Yes, Austin, Texas, which is where it was the tail end of South by Southwest was going on. So I actually went down. I actually went down there to shoot a couple performances. Shout out to my brother, Bonnie Blade, and shout out to my cousin, Sin Wright, which this was the return of Sin Wright this weekend. Been waiting to see that, so yeah. And people was definitely feeling it, man. It was like some rock stars. And then I don't know if y'all saw a certain host, you know, he was he was killing it on the stage. Yeah, I was going. I had to turn up Austin real quick and let them know, hey, any city, you name a city, I'm going to come turn it up. And I did just that. It's a matter of just give me a city, I'm going to come turn it up. It's that simple. So, yes. Definitely was in full effect this weekend. Also, too, on Monday, because we started to do Monday's show because I was at the annual conference I go to, which is usually takes place the Monday after South by Southwest, which is the Vertigo DJ music mixer. And it was great as always. You know, every year they step it up even more. Man, they stepped up the T-shirts this year. Man, y'all stepped up them T-shirts. Met a lot of artists, which we will be having a lot of them from that I met this on Monday. They'll be up on the show, like to kind of give y'all a glimpse of what we got coming up. We actually gonna have one of our first girl groups on the show, so yeah, y'all stay tuned for that. Got that coming up. We got a lot of R&B singers coming through, so ooh, Nay, you just be prepared. A lot of them. And I heard some of their music. I was like, oh. I was talking to them. I was on networking with them. I was like, man, I'm telling you. I said, my calls, they'll let you know in a second if it's good. So, yeah, they're going, like, okay. You know, they're going to be going crazy. So, yeah. Got some great stuff coming up, man. Some very great stuff. So, oh, yes. Yeah, so I don't know if y'all realized we released. A couple things. So, I released a new logo for Life of the Dust Live. Decided to give it a fresh look just in time for the 9th anniversary celebration coming up this Monday. So, yes, make sure y'all are in attendance because you never know what happens on the anniversary show. So, yes, on Monday. It'll be our anniversary. We'll be celebrating our anniversary. 9 years, man. It'll mark 9 years of doing the show. It's gonna be crazy. Definitely make sure you're there. Also. Soon, we're gonna be welcoming people to do a new theme song for the show. So, I'm looking forward to that too. I want it to be hot. I wanted to incorporate my entire team. I know, like, what y'all been doing it? Like, you know, continue showing some love. So, yes, came in for a new theme song. I've been so modest not dropping and telling you about this. Nay and T, I always need to talk about the heat they dropped. But this time, I decided to drop some heat. Y'all saw on my Instagram or Facebook, all that stuff. Actually just dropped some photos of yours truly, of myself and a model that I work with right here sometimes. Her name is Imani Faith. Shout out to her. So, yes. Did you get a chance to see that name?
Nah, I got to go take a look.
Yeah, you got to see that heat, man. You know, you always do a heat check. I got to do some heat checking, too. I got to let people know. that, you know, every now and then I can get in front of a camera and cut up too. And I can't be modest about this. I'm now down 30 pounds since I started losing weight in January. So, man, just letting y'all know. Wake the hell up, because I'm, you know, and I'm trying to make sure you know now. If you was at the fake when I was on, how I was before January, no, I'm keeping an eye on you. We don't need that fake stuff happening now. So, yeah, so, yes, definitely excited about that. So, today in the show, we got coming up, of course, we got Nay Seductions, Seduction 101. We also got the six where we have a topic that's we name a topic and make a list of six things based on that topic. And I also got some venting to do. And I can't wait to vent with you, Nate, because I got something out of my chest today. So, yes. Especially on a special Wednesday, he got a Crickets of the Week coming. So, yeah. Today not going to be the mix that can be today. But we got something to talk about. Like, I don't really even have time really for a mix this week. So, trust me. It'll be a lot more talk this week. We're going to throw out some music like we always do. But, yeah, stay tuned. We come back. Nay, before we go to our music break, can you tell us a little bit what is today's Seduction 101 going to be about?
Okay, I just got to wait until we come back from break.
This girl is just, she always trying to keep you waiting. That's a tease, ain't she? Good God. All right, y'all, so here we go. We're going to go, because we're going to throw it back. Throw it back for today. I'm going to take it to my girl, Sookie Fine, who was on the show before. This is Romeo and Juliet.
Just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I meant. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I meant. Yep.
Since the first time I saw ya, I knew I was attracted. Reacted to the fact on how you make me act. Shy but sexy at the same time. All was on my mind was a little bump and grind. Usually, I don't play it that close. You got to kick it with me before I serve you up with an overdose of that bomb ass punani. Make you my man. Ain't got no love for nobody else but you. Cause you's my boo. I prove to you my love be true. So do you know where you're going to? Through thick and thin, baby, you all in. Time will reveal that my love for you will never end. My heart keeps ticking, no time for tricking. You who I'm picking, so lay me down, just give it a good licking. I'll treat you like my king, cause you're royal, and only give my love to you because I'm loyal. Escape with me, come over to my place. I'll teach you a few things in love making. Now I can't wait, I won't wait. So take me by my arms and rock me, baby, cause I'ma always and forever be your lady.
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep.
After our first night, you discovered who's the bomb, it's mommy. L.A.'s finest with my top dogs all around me. Down to ride, Waters and Bonnie and Clyde with sexual healers, be feelers. Baby, check my vibe. There'll never be a love like me that got your back in this industry, that got your back in these streets. So you don't have to worry about me on the creep. And I don't want you ever to try to play me cheap, cause I don't sleep around because it's sleazy. Good lesson taught by my big homie Easy. I got to compliment you on how you please me. Touch me, but don't tease me. Now put it in nice and easy. And rub my body down, I'm feeling wheezy. And cuddle up to me, cause now I'm getting sleepy. But I'ma be dedicated to this relation. So stay away from all them cowards, so it cannot be player hated. Cause if you're with me, booty, keep it real. And if I catch you sleeping around, then I'm gonna have to chill. When you find good love, you best to keep it. I'm putting all my sisters up on game, so won't you peep it?
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat.
All right, we're back. We're back here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Chetty J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. Mm-hmm. So, Nate, what do you have for today's Seduction 101?
Okay, this Seduction 101 is like a rant. And I'm going to just say this. Like, it's going to be short and sweet. Well, people probably wouldn't think it's me being sweet, but furthermore, let me just say this. Just because you go to Miami don't mean you got to lose all home training and be out there being a hoe. Like,
oh, come on now.
Who really fucks somebody on the elevator? Like, and then you, like, you being recorded and stuff. Like, and then whole time you got a boyfriend back home. So you go viral on Facebook and your boyfriend see you getting fucked in the elevator by a random ass nigga. Like, also, like, if you go to Miami and be a hoe in private. But don't be out there being a hoe in public like fucking niggas. Like, come on now. Like, you know people go put everything on Snapchat in Miami. So,
yeah,
you just pretty much set yourself up for failure. Now you probably ain't got no boyfriend no more because you want to be a hoe in Miami, knowing you got to go back home to your boyfriend. Like,
wait,
I could have been a hoe in Miami.
Just...
I could have been a hoe in Miami if I really wanted to. It was a couple fine niggas that I probably would have fucked. I ain't going to lie, because they was fine as hell. But I'm not about to be out here being a hoe. Like, you can't just be out here being a hoe and give me your pussy to everybody. Like, I'm sorry. That's just not gonna work. Like,
That's interesting you bring that up because, you know, I see on my time, you know, I see these chicks that always act like they, you know, they untouchable and all that. And they be on, but then you see them on my, you know, I see them on my timeline, no matter what social media it is, talking about, ooh, I can't wait till I get to Miami. And they always got some kind of post where the people, like, being real thotty. I'm like, bruh, like, so here, because here's my thing. Do not say thotty. Let's make sure I make this very clear. I'm not trying to say if you are very, you're very central about yourself or whatnot, that makes you a thought. I'm saying this. If you feel like, I think it's thought behavior if you have to, if all of a sudden, just because you go to Miami, you magically just change to something else, it's, to me, that's thought behavior. Like, if you just kind of just in your element and you always just kind of just whatever and it's not just all of a sudden just magically be something you're not. I don't really see that being, you know, it is what it is. But if you want to see, but you all of a sudden, just because you go to Miami, oh, all of a sudden, like you said, man, you said the words perfectly, all of a sudden you just throw every, you just say throw the whole life away. Like, I don't get it. And then especially if you got a man at home. Like, I swear, man, some people, they be talking about, ooh, I love my man, blah, 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 posting our picture with him as soon as they get to Miami.
But get to Miami.
You can't tell they had a man.
Oh, training. Like,
Lord.
Like, the niggas that I gave my number to two niggas in Miami. And I might fuck one of them. And go, well, I might. But he go have to take a flight to Indiana, period. So, I'm just saying, like, you got to, if you want to, I ain't gonna lie, if you want to fuck somebody, okay, get to know them a little bit and then fuck them. Don't just fuck them right off the back. Like, you got to know their background. You got to know what they come with, what kind of baggage they come with. Like, people have spirits on them. You just can't fuck any because you carrying those spirits with you after you fuck that person. Like, come on now.
But, Nate, it also goes to this. You're single. Good God. Like, that's why I'm
definitely single. So I can go out here and be a hoe if I wanted to because I'm single.
You know what's funny? I say this all the time. It's like a crazy, like, people make me think I'm crazy when I say this phrase, but I'm not. It made perfect sense. I'm like, I'm more loyal than some of these people that's in a relationship. Like,
I swear, because it's like, it's not easy just to get in my panties. Like, it takes a lot of hard work and effort to get these draws.
And whispering in your ear. But, yeah, other than that, yeah, I feel you.
Boy. But I'm just saying, guys, ladies, don't just be out here fucking people, fucking anybody. Like, and if make sure y'all use condoms. Like, you don't want to be making no baby. And then you can't find your baby daddy because you did a one night stand in Miami.
Right. And like you said, he just keeps going back to it. But they be in a whole relationship. I don't get people. If you decide, and people getting y'all fellas, I'm getting ready to say, oh, fucking well, this ain't brand new. Y'all know I am pure unadulterated about what I said on this show. So buckle your seatbelt because I won't hear any crybabies. I don't get it. If you are in a relationship or if you are married, focus on the goddamn person that you are in a relationship, or married to.
Period.
Goodness, man. I just don't get it. Like, all of a sudden, people just be like, you know, I gotta have some cake to eat too. Like, motherfucker, get the hell out of here. If you want to do that, just, I don't get it. People be like, but I need somebody to go home to. Well, okay, well, motherfucker, make up your mind. You want somebody to go home to, or do you want to go? Act like you at the fucking buffet line. Make up your fucking mind. Jeez Louise.
Don't be out here acting like a hostess and expecting a nigga to marry you.
I mean, I'm just sick of it. It happens with females. It happens with dudes. Y'all all need to step this shit the fuck up. Like, that's why people be afraid to really jumping into marriage and whatnot. Then we watch people who are not taking that shit serious. So we're like, well, why should I even approach that? Get all the shit out your system. When you get a serious relationship or before you get married, get all that shit out your system before that. I mean, goodness. It's like this. It's like being the person who got the brand new Bugatti in his driveway, but because he saw somebody else just get the brand new Lamborghini, he want that too. Like, motherfucker, you decided to get the Bugatti. Stick with the fucking Bugatti. People are not fucking cars. It's not just, oh, let me acquire as many cars as I can. I just don't get it, man. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm telling you. You brought up, because I'm telling you, I saw that kind of behavior happen to send them off my social media several times this weekend. So it's interesting that you brought that up as a topic. That's crazy. Nay, you got me riled up today.
Ben, I don't understand. What is the point of going to Miami if you're underage and you can't get in the club? Like, I've seen a lot of kids that's probably like 18 through 20 just walking around, like, by the clubs because they can't get in. Like, this, I don't understand. Like, y'all can't get in the club. Like, the whole point of going to Miami is, you know, go to the club on South Beach because there's different clubs on South Beach. And
right.
So me and my videographer, me and So Gorilla, we was talking about that. He like, I see a lot of young ass kids who can't even get in the club. They're just walking around.
But you know what's stupid? They were smart. Okay, y'all can't get in the club. How about y'all just have a fucking house party? Dumbasses.
Right,
I don't get how
right.
they missed that boat. Maybe right. I'm just built different. I don't know. Oh my goodness, Nate! What have you got into me today? You got me on. But you know what's crazy? Day just beginning of the rain today, because there's more. We got a special edition of Social Wednesday edition of Crickets of the Week. Can we get some crickets, please? Ah, yes. Submitted to my ears, Nate. I got to give Crickets of the Week to some stuff. Now, I'm going to try not to get too personal, but I'm going to have to because this is very important for Crickets of the Week. Now, every show, we do something called The Six, right, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we name a topic, and we have a list of six things based on that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we had a list of some different version? There's been a part one, part two, part three about pet peeves when it comes to dating you. How many times have we talked about that, Nate?
We have several times.
Several times. And you know what's crazy? Every last one, we got brand new ones. Craziness. And sometimes we have to keep bringing the list up because people still don't get the point. And we just like to, and we know sometimes just like with how they do in school, they got to review a lesson. We got to do that again and again and again. Well, today instead of doing a list, I want to go in about this stuff. Cricket of the Week behavior. Number one thing that will piss me, these are two simple rules with me. If I can have you go to my big list of stuff we have done throughout the course of this show. Two things that will piss me off, that will upset me off right then and there. If you are meeting a person for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want that person on full, undivided attention?
Yeah.
Is that wrong to ask for a name?
No.
We have talked about this part on the list several different times, and that is that goddamn phone. I just don't fucking get people. They want you to spend time with them. Oh, please come spend time with me. You don't do it, and they on their goddamn phone most of the fucking time you with them. You want to fucking piss me off real quick? Get on that phone or something. I'm over there dealing with you. You do it, you will be a fucking cricket of the week on a damn show. Can I get some more crickets for that shit, please? In the words of my boys, I'm from a certain group called Bell, Biv DeVoe. They said, don't trust a what name?
Don't trust
the who? And Bill DeVoe said, don't trust the what?
Don't trust the hoe.
Well, I was going that far. But Bill DeVoe said, don't trust a big butt or a smile. Yes.
That's a hoe.
Melvin DeVoe tells it. Ooh, they wrong, as I wasn't saying all that. But I'll just say what they were saying. simply put, I'm sorry. People want to continually, you know, they want to, like, is that, if you beg my attention, and I give it to you, and you waste it, yes, or you waste it, my time, and there's nothing more that I hate to do than to waste my time. That's tricky behavior right there. That number one thing, you waste my time, I can't get that time back. And again, you meet me on the first time. You meet me on the first time, and you are on the phone. That's gonna piss me off. That's just gonna piss me off. Cause we already on the wrong foot already. Number two, which again, this isn't the list. This is just me naming like the two easiest things that are pet peeve or worthy. And that's really can be adjusted for anyone, because these two things are going to be a pet peeve for everyone. Number two, if I got to feel uncomfortable around you, like I can't be myself, then we're going to have, if this is our first time meeting each other, it's not going to be a problem then going forward. Am I crazy for that? I mean, this is just crazy. Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's going to be a problem going forward, people. It's going to be a problem. Stop Stop, like, seriously. Like, if you can't handle me being myself, then we're going to have a problem going forward. Especially if it's nothing that's a big deal and you are just being a naggy person. Because you've been in trouble anyway to begin with. Nothing worse than a person make you feel out of sorts and not feel like you can be yourself. So, those are my two things I had to get off my gut. When I told you I had some ranting to do today on Facebook, I effing meant it. And oh, for bonus round. Don't invite me to hang out with you, and you got and I come hang out with you, and you got and you oh all of a sudden in the middle of hanging out you got other plans. The hell is wrong with you? You have got to be kidding me. That's bullshit. I'm telling y'all, y'all doing this cricket worry behavior out here. That shit would get you caught the fuck out on Life That Does Live. I'm letting you know now. That damn phone, man. That phone be the death of people. It's ridiculous. The crap we got to go through out here is ridiculous. So yes, that is the special Wednesday edition of Crickets of the Week. All right, so as we got about 20 minutes left of the show, we're going to go into another quick song break, and then we'll come back. We'll be doing the six, which is the segment where we name a topic, and we have a list of six scenes based on that topic. So we're going to go into another song break, and we'll be back after this. Let's go ahead and play it's about victory, anybody, and we'll be back.
Victory!
I'm not just anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Like you do, everybody.
about money, no, this ain't about a check. I demand the respect before I put you in check. If you can't respect that, then it's on to the next. On to the next, yeah, I'm on to the next. I ain't gotta flex, nah, I ain't gotta flex. When we have a conversation, don't be jerking your neck. Don't be rolling your eyes, I'm a man, I got pride. For the sake of what we got, push yours to the side. Say you gon' ride and you want me for life. I'd rather have a best friend than a nagging ass wife. Enough with the strife, enough with the grief. You can't say don't cheat, but provide no relief. You wanna take a stand when you need to take a seat. When it's your turn to listen, you don't even need to speak. Everybody wanna talk, but nobody wanna listen. You can't get my point across if you don't really pay attention.
I'm not just anybody.
When they want me, as good as we look, say la
vie.
Baby girl, you the Yang to me, yin. With the building empire, I'm the king, you the queen. It's like Guns and Roses, friends and foes. Me and you together like Sephora and Moses. The people love me, see I pack my shoulders. Haters get back, it's a fact, chosen. I'm really God's people, see I black my noses. 2 years ago, people didn't even know us. Was a diamond in the rough, now my touch is golden. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, no sir. I'ma post up on whoever approach us. Drop step, slam dunk, he's on the poster. Getting to the money like a boss supposed to. The fame coming to me, baby, just like
I'm
I told
not
you.
Just anybody.
Anybody.
I'm not just anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Like you do everybody.
Don't treat me like you do everybody.
Cause I'm not just anybody.
I'm not just anybody. Man, I'm telling you, man. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Okay. Okay. Victory got me my feelings today. Goodness. That song, man. That song came on time today. On time. Oh, Nay. Oh, my goodness. I told you I had some. I had to get some stuff on my chest today, man. I told you.
I had to go get my food from downstairs.
Man, you ain't give me no, and you ain't bring me nothing back yet. You probably got something that got meat in it, so I probably can't eat it because this is my veggie, my no meat week. So
Cajun shrimp and chicken
and pasta. I got one more
Friday.
Day. One more day. Yes, every other, for those of y'all don't know, every other week, since January, I also do something where I don't eat any meat from Monday through Thursday every other week. So, yes, this is a week, this happens to be a week where I'm not eating any meat. So, it's fun. Especially when everybody around you is eating meat. So, yes. Yeah, just keep rubbing in. Just look at you. Just a shame. Well, people, we'll go ahead and go into our list that we do every week. And we're going to run to this quick, fast, in a hurry. All right, so today's list, and I got this idea because I saw this video montage earlier this, and I decided let's have a little fun today. So, one of the things that it was ultimately hilarious is I want to talk about for today's list is what's some smart mouth things that your mom used to say to you when you was a little kid. I'm going to give y'all an example.
I'm going to know all day with this one.
Ooh. Okay, so here we go. We got top six. I'm going to give y'all number one, and y'all know how to do it. We go round robin. All right, so number one, things your mom used to say to you that, you know, she used to say to you that was, there's a real smart mouth thing, saying she used to say to you. Number one, I think everybody has heard this one. I'm going to give you something to cry for. Like,
yeah.
I hate that phrase because I'm crying. What the hell do you mean when you're going to cry? I'm crying because every time I give you a whooping. And so by you talking about that, you're going to give me something to cry for? I am clearly crying because you already gave me something to cry for. I don't get that phrase. What the hell? So, yes, that's number one. May, number two.
Number two. I'm not one of your little friends.
Oh, yeah, that's up there.
That's irritating. I'm gonna tell, you know what? I'm going to call, since we're on this topic, I'm going to call my mama tomorrow. Remember when you said I'm not one of your little friends and now you're trying to be my friend because I'm grown?
That's a new take I heard on that. That's funny. Now you talk to my friend because I'm grown.
Mm-hmm. What happened to that? Keep that same energy. Remember, I'm not one of your little friends.
Mm-hmm. And why does that be little friends? Why is that you're one of your little friends?
Right.
That's funny. That is, yeah, that's up there. Okay. Number two. Oh my God. Even when you had to hear this. And you, man, this happened to me a couple of times. Don't leave that table till you finish that food. And because it was something that you didn't necessarily, and it was a night of something that you didn't like. Like, I used to hate meatloaf, man. Because I didn't like all the stuff that was in meatloaf. I was like, what's all these different things? Like, all these, you know, it just looked weird to me. I was like, ugh, I don't want to eat no meatloaf. And I remember I would just sit there and stare at the food. Well, you going to be there all night. You bet. You ain't leaving that table until you finish that food. And you mad because your siblings in there, they eating dessert, and they in there cutting up, watching TV and stuff. You still in the dining room table, sitting there still looking at your food, you're still looking at your meatloaf that you don't plan on eating. Oh, man, that don't leave that table until you finish that food phrase. That you can get me. Lord. And now I like meatloaf. Isn't that funny? So, that's number three. Number four, May.
When we was a kid, like, if we ain't like something, we had this one house and we had a vent. And then the vent, like, is down to the basement. So any food we ain't like, we used to throw in that vent.
Mm-hmm.
We used to throw in the vent. I don't think my mama ever caught on to us throwing food in that vent either.
Mm-mm-mm.
But anyway, another time, what happens in this house stays in this house.
Yeah, don't be having our business out there in the street. Yeah, that kind of stuff, that different variations of that, yeah.
But you out here telling your friends everything I do, though, but what happens in this house stays in this house. Oh, what happens to that?
Right, all of a sudden, across the street, yeah, I heard you be over there. What? You ain't gonna be cutting up over here like you be cutting up at your mama's house. You know, all of a sudden they start that up. Oh, man. Okay, number five. Something that you used to hear all the time when you was a kid. You know, or when you ask the question of, "Ooh, can we? ooh, mama, can we go to such and such? What do they always follow up with?
For instance,
when I use, yeah, you got some McDonald's money? Exactly. You already know. You got McDonald's money? What is that? What is that? You got McDonald's money? No, that's why I'm asking you. Why are we doing this? Which, by the way, it's funny because I don't even eat McDonald's, but anymore, y'all know how I do about that. I despise McDonald's. But, yeah. You got some McDonald's money? They hit you up that quick. Goodness. So, yeah. All right, that leaves you, Nate, with number six. What is number six?
Number six. I just had it on the top of my head. It's a crazy one, too. I'm going to beat your ass to the white meat.
Ooh, man. Seriously, that phrase is a scary phrase. Like, I got to call 911.
Oh, I used to hate. This one really used to piss me off, especially when you're thirsty. Then they like drink your spit, swallow your spit. What the fuck? Swallow my spit.
Oh, okay. So we do a bonus round. I'm going to add my last bonus, and this one always pisses you off. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. That's a bunch of
horseshit.
I'm
doing this
because
I love it.
What? I'm confused. Yeah, so that is the list for today, or the six for today, everyone. So we want to go ahead and do our last segment of the day as the What's Going On segment. That's where we tell you what we got coming up for the week, for the rest of the week and whatnot. Nate, what you got coming up this the rest of the week and the weekend?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I got a photo shoot on Sunday.
Hey, you're out here working, huh?
I've been working.
Yeah,
I did another thing for y'all, for my fans. You know, my fans love seeing me working. So,
mm-hmm.
So Gorilla put me in a major artist's music video in Miami.
Okay. Shout out to that.
So, that video will drop before my video drop because that artist paid for his shit before I paid for my shit. So, you know, it's going in the order of receive who, you know, this project and that project, my, you know, mine be after his video drop.
Okay. Shout out to that.
So, yes. I don't know if y'all heard of BMF record label. But
I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
Blue Da Vinci is one of his artists' music video.
Yeah. So, okay. So you got a lot of lineup for us. We can't wait. Always great to see you drop some heat, man. I bet. Well, myself. Okay. So, which by the way, y'all, this weekend, I'm about to make sure I say this. Now, you need to hold your people accountable there. They need to celebrate. They need to celebrate your of you being part of history. The fact that we're celebrating the anniversary. They need to appreciate you, goddammit. Out there. That's all I gotta say. But So yeah, this Friday, I'll be actually doing some celebrating for the show. Celebrating the anniversary. I'll be celebrating at Club Finesse right here in Fort Worth, Texas. And we have a special guest coming through live in concert, Beat King. Y'all know how Beat King, when he comes, there's a reason why on the song you hear him say, Club God. You know, when you say that, there's a reason why he says it, because you know he make banger after banger, after banger, after banger, after banger, after banger. And he going to make sure he going to have the ladies moving that ass all night. So, yes, shout out to that, man. And now you got this new thing going on where this became a thing at his concerts now. People be taking cucumbers and be having cucumber sucking contests. I'm like, whoa, what is going on? So I'll be seeing that first hand as we get. That's going to be interesting. So, yes, I'll be at Club Ness on Friday, celebrating with B King live in concert. Make sure y'all come, and make sure y'all come correct. Also, y'all can check out some more stuff. I will be dropping some photos from this past weekend that I shot, so stay tuned for that. Also, big announcement, Human Canvas magazine-wise, we are now going back to monthly issues, not just bi-monthly anymore. We are going to monthly issues, so we have made some changes. Starting May. Originally, it was going to be a May-June issue. It's now a two-parter. There's going to be, instead of summer kickoff, it's going to be known as the Summer Series Volume 1 and 2. Volume 1 will drop in May. Volume 2 will drop in June. And then other ones that got coming, we still the Live Freely issue, so it'll be just for July. So you get the Live Freely issue. And then we'll bring it, since we're doing monthly again, for the August issue, we're bringing back the Naughty Schoolgirl issue, which we are dubbing it as our Naughty Girl 101. Now, if any of y'all knowing history of when we first did that, when we first did the Naughty Schoolgirl look, the person who was on the cover for the first time we did it, guess who that was? Y'all have time to think. Easy answer. It was Nate Seduction. She was on the cover of the first one. So, yes. Y'all stay tuned for that. We can't wait to bring it back again this year now that we're doing bi-monthly. We're doing monthly releases now. So, yes. Y'all get more time. Now there's more issues throughout the year to be able to be a part of. So, I'm excited to relinquish this and allow you guys to enjoy so many more issues now. So, yes. I'm excited. That being said, I'm about to get ready to come to a close. That pretty much ends the show for today. So we're going to end the show and remind you guys that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember when there's a J or when there's a
Nay,
a T,
or you, there is a way. To tune in to episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl.
And your girl Nate Seduction.
And Nate, how do we always end off every hump day at the dust episode?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly. And like T always say, and with your own man, you know, because she petty y'all.
Oh, Lord. Yes, and do it responsibly, especially when you're in Miami. Okay, y'all, we are out of here.
Okay.